Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A hump day Wednesday already, and the cream and crimson athletic amenities continue to take its place in good old IU Hoosier tradition. Last week, you know, we were talking about the new Fowle Golf Course. This week and today in our journal, the newly constructed Sam Bell Cross Country Course. Honoring the late Hall of Fame cross country and track coach, the Hoosier coaching legend would have been proud. The $540,000 project actually occupies a portion of the old Champ Course while extending them to the northeast, some 40 acres or so. Among its features are 3K, 2K, and a 1K loop. The layout's designed to create great viewing options for spectators coming up in the fall. You know, Sam coached here for almost 30 years, 29 to be specific. Six-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, 26 Big Ten titles in both sports, five of them in cross country, by the way, the most of any coach in IU athletics history. Outgoing Vice President AD Fred Glass announced on Tuesday that a formal dedication of the new facility will be scheduled later this year, consistent with COVID-19 developments. Our thought for the day, change starts with listening and learning before speaking and teaching. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A hump day Wednesday to you as we scroll in our journal. Wave two of Tom Allen's Hoosiers got rolling Monday as now a buzz starting to unfold. Week number two of the COVID testing underway. It's a positive thing, really, you look at it. For one thing, to be able to, well, get the players back and the student athletes this month of June. The players, the football players, return. Really comes via a science-based plan to maximize safety along with training, and because it's never been tried before, no one is sure how it will all work, as explained to us by Chief Medical Officer Dr. Andy Hipskin.
This is like coaching a new sport that's never been invented. There's no season, there's no previous season or season from last year to go on. There's no scouting report to go on. So while we continuously, you know, scour the science and the literature and the studies, a lot of this is just evolving. We're going to have to make adjustments on the fly, but we feel like we have a good, robust plan in place.
Well, it's an interesting situation, but then again, this is the new norm, huh? The basketball teams begin the testing process on Thursday, gearing towards their voluntary workouts. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.